You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time to stop snoozing, DCMDVA. We are the Junkies, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Here's our team, your pal Cakes at Money Metal Cakes on Twitter. Eric Bickle in the studio in D.C.
Good morning, buddy. How are you?
What is up, sir? Jason Bishop in Ashburn.
What's up?
What is up? John Paul Flame from his new fancy schmancy house that needs a new air conditioner in Gaithersburg, I'm guessing, is the mailing address.
It is Gaithersburg. I just moved a mile, maybe 2 miles from where I used to live. And I do have Crop Metcalf coming here at 10:15 this morning.
You have carpet in there yet?
No. We have carpet in the basement.
What floor are you on?
I'm on the main floor.
On the main floor, it's not going to have any area rugs or anything like that?
Maybe eventually there'll be one, but right now it's straight up hardwood, which is, I know, Cakes' favorite.
It's the go-to. It's the preferred. It's actually the only thing you should have.
I like hardwoods too, but you don't like area rugs, Cakes?
He doesn't get sized.
I like area rugs to have a little spot where you can just... It's just cold if you happen to be walking around with, like, socks or bare feet or something.
Mm. Well, that's what socks and shoes are they're made for. Or slippers.
Yeah. I like to have a little cushiony, comfy spot where you can maybe sit down on the floor if you wanted.
Understood.
Yeah.
Got it. Let's not forget the boys behind the glass, of course.
Oh, they are here
as well. They're here. Matt,
good morning, Cakes.
Hello.
Look at them. They get an intro now. They love that.
I love part it, of the intro, man. Part of the squad. They got to get their props.
I feel like they need to be on camera. We got to eliminate this whole even-numbered thing. It's just so tilted.
I feel like that's becoming a weekly rant by you.
I know.
Well, yeah, you should
be. It's an evergreen bit.
But you should be. I understand we don't have a camera operator anymore. This show couldn't be on more of a shoestring budget. In fact, it's not even on a shoestring. It's what's less than a shoestring?
Velcro.
Yeah, Velcro budget.
I mean, there's nothing.
A slip-on. It's a slip-on.
Literally, the budget for the show is zero.
It's a flip-flop.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. Ideally, you would switch cameras.
Bunch of duct tape holding it together.
Yeah, and you'd see the boys, and now it's just nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Leave it to your imagination, I guess. Mm-hmm. I guess.
Happy Star Wars Day, everybody.
What does that mean?
It's May the 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
That's correct.
And Jason Bishop's birthday. Happy
That's
birthday,
right.
Bish.
Yeah, great. Love it.
What are you, 51 now, Ricky? One. You for catching up to me?
51. They're not fun anymore. And it wasn't fun yesterday. Last night, I'm just a cranky person right now. Last night was terrible.
What happened? Did you get you have to?
Well, I mean, I slept. My bedroom was 80 degrees all night.
Oh.
I basically slept in Key West.
So what you do? Do you have like a fan
Stevie.
Up there? And the windows
I had
open?
No, I didn't have windows open because I don't have screens, so bugs will get in if I open them.
Ooh, how come you don't have screens? That's just not a thing?
Screens look kind of poopy on houses.
What? Really?
Yeah, you can't have screens up.
No, I have screens. I'm pretty sure. Maybe I don't. I don't even know.
Yeah, WTF screens.
Maybe I might have. I don't know. I don't even know.
Don't you have a screened in porch?
Let me ask you this, Jason, though. Why wouldn't you find an air mattress or something and sleep in your basement, which I'm sure is nice and chilly?
Well, I don't need an air mattress. I got a bed down there. I don't know.
A bed down there, even more so.
I like sleeping in my bed, you know, and I have a ceiling fan. I got two oscillating fans, but it was still 80 degrees. It was just miserable.
Yeah. I probably would have moved down if midway through. I've done that before. If I have a rough night, I'll go downstairs.
If it's hot enough, fans do zippy. They do. Oh, they just push the hot
air. Oh, believe me, from about 11:30. Oh, and here's the other thing. I was bitter at my wife last night. So my daughter.
On your birthday.
Well, my birthday is today, but.
You do sound
grumpy. My birthday is today, but yesterday my wife told my younger daughter she could have some friends over because it was one of her friends' birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
So at midnight, I heard commotion in my basement. That's the other reason I couldn't sleep in the basement. There was like
down there doing TikToks all night.
There were 7 or 8 kids down there.
Yeah, you live in a TikTok house.
Well, then
you live in a hot TikTok house.
You didn't leave your White Claw down there this time, did you?
Well, there is White Claw down there, but I told them no drinking. Zippy, no drinking last night. But
no,
it was 11:30.
Papa.
It was 11:30, 12 o'clock, and it's a school night. It's a Monday night. I'm going, what's going on here? Apparently, my wife told my daughter she could have friends over for her birthday as long as everyone was out of the house at midnight. And they woke me up. My dog started barking because kids are coming in and out of the door.
Right.
I mean, I got no sleep from 11:30. And then I'm texting my daughter, what the hell's going on? Why are people still here?
Sleepovers during the week should be strictly
verboten. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that she's got a group of kids down and having cake and ice cream at midnight on
What's
a Monday
going on?
Night. You tell me.
We have a couple kids that will sleep over during the week. Like, they'll take class online together, but it's not a party.
Right.
Oh, last night was a full-blown party.
Got some work done.
Yeah, you had a party.
They're playing games. I could hear them all the way from the basement, 2 floors up.
Right.
I mean, if kids want to have sleepovers like on Friday or Saturday night, have at it.
That's one thing.
But on a Tuesday or a Monday night?
Miserable night.
You guys are going to crush me because I don't have kids. I'm not a parent.
Go ahead.
Just wait.
Just wait.
You'll see.
I just don't. Why can't you guys say no?
I could have, but I was sleeping.
Jason sounds like he was unaware.
My daughter.
Oh, I would. If I did that, my dad would have ran downstairs and kicked everyone out. Yeah. And said, "What the F are you doing?"
Well, I basically did via text. I said, "Everyone out." I said,
via text.
Well, I mean, it was in my bed. I wasn't going to go down to the basement. Right. Plus, I don't want to be that dad and go down and, I look all hurt. My hair's all hurt. I look poopy.
I know. You don't want to go down
and then yell at my daughter. Right.
You don't want to be the grump.
You don't want to embarrass your daughter in front of her friends and stuff like that.
Yeah, I can't do that. But I told her, I said,
sweaty from your 80 degrees.
Oh, I'm sweating. I mean, it was 80 degrees. I got no sleep. Got my dog right there, big fur ball sleeping on my legs.
Well, it sounds like you need to get this fixed ASAP. Are they coming today? Is Crop coming today to your place too?
It's a long story. I mean,
you got to deal with your home warranty. You're trying to
angle. My home warranty company. They're killing me because they're sending companies over who just want to put Band-Aids on this system. The system's broke.
Of course.
It's a 20-year-old system. They want to put a Band-Aid on it. So I got another company coming out today. I mean, Crop Metcalf's great. I love them.
Yeah.
But I got a home warranty. I mean,
see, these are the days when the home warranty, they bone you. Because, like you said, they're going to try to piecemeal it and slap a bandage on it and fix it. Instead of giving you a brand new system.
Well, nobody ever wants to pay. Insurance companies, warranties, nobody ever wants to actually pay.
Of course not.
Yeah. Not unless, believe me, I was on the phone yesterday for hours with these companies. Yesterday sucked.
Happy birthday, brother.
I bet if you sent Tom Wilson over to that company, they would fix you up real good quickly.
Right.
Yeah.
Tom Wilson last night of the ice basically was losing his mind. And I'm sure, we're going to talk about that.
Well, he beat up the entire Ranger roster.
Yeah, it was quite the scene at Madison Square Garden last night.
I didn't see any Caps fans tweeting this, and I tweeted it. I was like, come on, are we just not going to say that Tom Wilson started this? I mean, this is kind of a show here.
Can we play the audio? I think we have audio of the fight.
Here's Panarin down low for Bucinich. He was tied up. Van Riemsdyk with a terrific play on Bucinich. Now they're pounding Bucinich on the ice.
Now Wilson's
throwing punches.
Now, he went after Nick Bucinich.
Oh boy!
Now Wilson.
This is ridiculous.
Panarin.
What is Wilson doing?
He's been incensed ever since he was given that penalty.
So he goes after Panarin?
It's a tough business to be. It's getting to be a tough business to be in to keep defending Tom Wilson as a Caps fan.
Yeah.
Because you look at all the suspensions and the salary he's lost over the years, and This was clearly a case where he was retaliating against a guy who was down on the ice and basically cross-checking him in the neck and punching him at the same time. I would guess he's going to face some sort of disciplinary action from the league.
Oh, he's going to get another suspension.
Well, then it escalated, and then he slams Artemi Panarin to the ice without his helmet on. Now, look, Panarin jumped in to try to pry Wilson off of his teammate, so I understand what Panarin was doing, but Panarin also has to realize he's dealing with a much larger and much stronger human in Tom Wilson.
I was going to say, Panarin,
defending his guy.
Panarin and Wilson is like a junior high kid fighting a senior in high school.
Right.
But, I mean, that's the difference in size.
And then Wilson goes over to the penalty box, and he's doing a weird flexing thing, like taunting the Rangers, and just a weird scene. But
he's psycho. Yeah, here's the problem. He's going to get suspended, and we're four games away from the playoffs. What if he gets a 10-game suspension or longer? Maybe he just gets suspended for the rest of the regular season. Let's hope it's only that.
I mean,
they need him.
Yeah, and because of his history, I would expect a longer rather than a shorter suspension if a suspension is coming down.
So what's leading up to it? I was actually watching. Is this working? I was actually watching live, but I hadn't been watching for the whole game. What was leading up to it?
I didn't see the entire game either, but apparently he took a penalty. I guess he had issue with it. And then there was a penalty kill
where
Buchnevich was trying to stuff the puck home past Vanecek.
So that's what Wilson didn't like? Or is he just taking a cheap shot because that's what Tom Wilson does?
That's fine to clear the guy out, to get him away from your goal.
No, but the punching was beyond.
But once he's down on the ice and you're using your stick as a weapon and punching him in the back of his head, that's where the league's going to say, well, this is outrageous behavior.
Well, I just couldn't believe, on social media last night, nobody was saying, Tom's being out of control
trust
here.
Trust me, everybody that's not a Caps fan was saying it. Every Rangers fan on the planet, obviously, every Pens fan coming in off the top rope who despised Tom Wilson, and then just your random NHL fans that think Tom Wilson is still just a goon. And there's something to that, but he's also a pretty highly
skilled goon.
Offensive player,
too. He's a talented goon.
Yeah,
but Cakes, you were right that it becomes very difficult to defend the actions of Tom Wilson.
It's hard, man.
Based on what he does on the ice. Here's what the Rangers coach said after the game, Coach Quinn.
Yeah, well, we all saw it, and there are lines that can't be crossed in this game, and it's just zero respect for the game in general. And, you got one of the star players in this league now who could have got seriously, seriously hurt in that incident. It's just, you saw what happened, and, happens time and time again with him, and it's just, it's totally unnecessary, and it's, it's just, you all saw what happened. It's just, like I said, it's just zero respect for the game and the players and everybody involved.
I don't know all the unwritten rules. I don't know all the codes of the NHL. I mean, I know that when guys are fighting and when, one guy's clearly bested the other and gotten the best of him, and the ref gets in between them, they'll stop. They're not going to keep just cheap-shotting each other or punching each other. That's one of your unwritten rules. Mm-hmm. I guess another unwritten rule is once a guy is down on the ice, face down on the ice, you don't try to pile drive his head further into the ice, which is what Wilson was clearly trying to do.
I mean, Artemi Panarin is 5'11", 170.
Right.
Wilson is what, 6'4"?
Yeah, like 225 or 230. Yeah, I mean, he's just massive.
Yeah, I mean, Panarin's got no shot. And Panarin did jump on his back, but he's got to also and what are the other Caps players doing when he's doing? I don't know what the rules are, what the codes are. I would think you kind of know the reputation of Wilson. You know that he could get suspended. Why wouldn't you pull him off and say, "All right, break it up"?
I'm sure they were going to try to do that, but he was literally engulfed. It looked like by like four Rangers players, three or four guys.
Yeah.
He was just trying to get out of the scrum. And he just saw, that little Nat Panarin on his back and just ragdolled him to the ice.
He's going to get suspended for minimum 10 games. I'd say 10 games.
I mean, it could be. I don't know the length of the suspension, but once the league, reviews the frame by frame of what went down, I think he's clearly facing a suspension, especially considering his past history.
I do wonder if there are any Caps fans who will defend his actions.
800-636-1067.
I want to hear their take on how you defend him, because everything that you read, the players' reactions, the coaches' reactions after the game, everybody says he crossed the line. But I want to hear from Caps fans that are diehard Wilson fans. Look, Wilson's a really good player, as you say. It's just frustrating. You know, I've said this before. My brother's son plays really highly competitive hockey, and one of the coaches, I believe, played youth hockey with Tom Wilson at the time.
Right.
And he said he was a mean SOB when he was like seven.
Yeah, you don't just you don't just get mean when you're in your mid to late 20s, JP. Like, he's been that, I'm sure, throughout his junior career, even as a kid. Like, yeah. When he's bigger and stronger than all the other kids on the ice, he's going to use that to his advantage.
And what do you think Coach Lav and the coaching staff, and maybe even some of the other veteran players, say to Tom after a game like that when that happens?
I don't know. They probably just said, dude, you got to keep your cool. You're going to hurt the team.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. That's what I would say.
They just know what part of what makes him what he is that he plays with that edge. Now, the problem is when you're playing on the edge like that, you're going to cross the line from time to time. And which he clearly does. I mean, look at his fines and suspensions on SpotTrack. It's a pretty long list.
And there's been a bunch of times when he hasn't been fined or suspended where right. It was on the line.
Right. So if you want to weigh in on Tom Wilson and the Caps' win last night in the Garden, pretty impressive win for the Caps, despite, you know, they had a lot of personnel issues heading into the game.
Yep.
You can weigh in on that on the Gambit DC listener lines, 800-636-1067. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery. Can you defend Tom Wilson? Yes, even Caps fans, can you defend him for his latest transgression that we saw last night in New York? We'll take your calls on that next here on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Taking your calls on the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery. talking about Tom Wilson last night, who got a 10-minute misconduct for punching Pavel Buchnevich in the head on the ground in the Caps crease, and for body slamming Artemi Panarin. It was an ugly scene at Madison Square Garden. He's probably going to face some sort of league discipline going forward, but that has not happened as of yet. I would imagine would happen in the next day or two. 800-636-1067. But as a Caps fan, can you continue to defend Tom Wilson for some of his actions on the ice?
I mean, if here's his sampling cakes. This is from Vinny, one of our longtime listeners who tweeted us at Junks Radio.
Yep.
He plays for my team, so I don't care.
Right. Well, that's how a lot of fans feel.
You're going to care if he's suspended and misses the entire Islander series, or you know, Penguin series, whoever they play in the postseason.
Right.
Well, you'll care then.
But why don't you just care like from a moral standpoint? I mean, it's just wrong.
Yeah, I was just wondering if there's anybody that would advocate, this is extreme, releasing Tom Wilson and just saying, you know what, we just don't want that much of a thug on this team. Now, what Locker said on the broadcast, according to another tweeter, I missed this, was that Buchnevich was hacking Vitek, the goalie, with his stick. Mm-hmm. And this was retaliation for what Buchnevich was
doing. That's what somebody said to
but
me on
Twitter. But he
just
crosses the line with his retaliation. Yeah. If you just watch the slow motion video,
I mean,
like at some point, you don't smash somebody from behind like that.
It's your level of response, too. Like, you know, if there's a guy trying to stuff in a rebound, you know, you might grab him or push him to the ice, or, you know, it might give him a quick shot to the head to kind of clear him out. But to continually, like, use your stick as a weapon, drive his head into the ice, I mean, it was an ugly scene. That and grabbing Panarin by the hair and flinging him down to the ice. I mean, I think that's what, you know, the Rangers coaching staff and players were talking about as far as the line has been crossed. Like you don't pull a dude by his hair and slam him that violently to the ice, even if he is, you know, trying to break up the scrum.
Well, also, like hitting him when he's down. This isn't the UFC.
Yeah, I mean, he's a defenseless player.
You know, that's not how you end a match.
Like, and I know that when you're out on the ice, you're doing everything you can to try to win the game, but you know, like EB said, that's another human being on the ice. That's your brother in arms. That's your union brother, you know, with the NHL. And you're basically, you know, borderline snapping his neck on the ice. It's pretty close to that.
He could definitely have broken his neck.
Sure.
Well, I will say this. Laviolette did somewhat defend him. He said, now I don't know how many replays he watched. But he said, I thought it was just a scrum, physical play. There was something going on originally with the goalie and jamming at the goalie. We had a bunch of players jump in there. It happens a lot. So,
if that's any other player, he's right. You know, if that's any other player, but it's not. It's Tom Wilson. He's been suspended how many times? Five times? Something like that.
He's been suspended five times. He served 30 games of suspension going back to just 2017. And he's forfeited nearly $1.3 million in salary from sitting on the sidelines.
Right. I think Laviolette's correct. It was a scrum. Okay, so there's a bunch of guys involved. It turns into a big brawl. But he goes beyond the line, not anybody else, more than anybody, probably in the league.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I love Coach Laviolette, but I can guarantee you this. If that was happening to his player, He would be calling out the other team's version of
just
Tom Wilson.
Just like Quinn was.
Absolutely.
100%.
Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Who's up?
All right, let's go to line one. Let's go to Zach in Reston. Hey, Zach, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Good morning, Junks.
Hey, Zach.
Yeah,
hey,
man, I think Coach Lav was just doing damage control. He's trying to get a shot across the bow before the hearing, which will – We'll get notification of that. It will either happen today or tomorrow. But I can't defend Wilson. He's my second favorite player. But I have to admit, you know, Wilson's sort of a guilty pleasure. It's an amazing feeling to always know that the guy's almost never going to lose a fight, to almost have that, like, intimidating factor. But doing a cursory just look online between Reddit and TSN and other hockey sites, people are guesstimating 15 games only because of his history. Any other player might get five, but that would likely end the regular season and into potentially two series, you know, depending on.
Yeah.
Wilson just can't do that. But, you know, we got to take the good with the bad, you know? I mean, if you celebrate sort of his controlled aggression, you know, when he's just sort of, you know, that controlled badass, I mean, you know, you got to sort of accept the bad at the same time. I don't know.
Right.
I mean, well, he just has to think about the ramifications when he's doing this. He obviously doesn't. But, you know, you have four games left in the regular season. These are all huge games to decide seeding and where teams are playing and what matchups there are. And then, you know, if he gets suspended for the rest of the regular season and misses an entire series, that could cost them the series. It just could. You already have issues now with some other players. You got the Russians missing meetings all the time. You've got TJ out. His dad apparently isn't doing well. Ovi's hurt again.
I mean, Ovi lasted, I think, 39 seconds on the ice last night, and he had to pull himself off.
All of a sudden, the S's hit the fan.
Yes.
Of a sudden, it all happened, like, in one day. Like,
but that said, they're still in first place.
They're still in first place, but Coach Lobs, all he wanted to do was kind of keep everybody healthy, cruise into the postseason, you know, get their seeding, figure out the opponent, and go from there. And now it's like it's a friggin' mushroom cloud. You have Ovi re-aggravating the injury. You've got Tom Wilson's immediate future.
He's going to be
cloudy at best. And then you got Kuzi and Ilya missing meetings, you know, being late for meetings and getting suspended for games. Like, what are those guys doing?
I don't get it.
Pro, get to the meetings 10 minutes early. Can you I know I sound like Tom Coughlin here, but can you please just get to the meetings?
Was the meeting that they missed in New York?
I don't know. I don't know if it was prior to that.
Did they miss
it
completely, or were they just late?
They were late. Don't be late. Yeah. We hate meetings, but you know what? When we have them, we're there on time. Hmm. Just get to the meetings already. Don't miss games.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the phones. Mike's in Mount Airy on line two. Mike, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Yeah. The Ranger player, Brushevic, I think is his name.
Buchnevich.
Yeah. He was ramming his stick in on Vanecek trying to get the puck into the net. I don't blame him for that because the puck was loose. But I also don't blame Wilson for going after him when he did do that because the last thing we need is another injury. And at that point, the Rangers have two options. They can either take the two-minute penalty, make Wilson pay on the power play, take a 4-2 lead, keep their slim playoff hopes alive, or they can jump on the back of the Tiger and then whine about the result of that after it's over with.
Okay.
But how are you going to feel as a fan when he gets suspended for 15 games? You going to be happy?
I think he's gone. But as far as, like, stopping Buchnevich, like, he was already stopped. Like, Tom Wilson basically was leaning and pushing his weight on him. He wasn't trying to stuff the puck anymore between Vanacek's pads at that point.
Yeah.
Like, what he did was overkill. Like, you can just lay your body on top of him, and Tom Wilson is big enough and heavy enough. He's going to get him to stop doing what he's trying to do.
Right.
Like, you didn't have to keep cross-checking him in the back of the head with your stick.
You just got to think. Yeah, pull him off. Pull Buchnevich off of, you know,
right. That solves your problem, right?
That's
there.
It. That's it.
And then you're not facing a suspension, and you're not putting your team and your coach in an awkward position with four or five games left before the playoffs start.
Yeah, right. it's crazy.
The problem is that, look, I don't know. I mean, we've all lost our temper before. He just loses his temper. I think he just loses his mind. Oh, he's got an anger management issue.
There's a switch that gets flipped.
Yeah, and then once you flip the switch, it's over.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening.
He's basically the Incredible Hulk on skates.
Yeah.
He gets angry, bad things happen, and then he gets suspended.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of his pattern here with the Washington Capitals.
Right. All right, Gotta go up. Let's go to Eddie in Centerville, line three. Eddie, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. First off, happy birthday, Jason.
Thank you.
I want to speak about I'm not a fan of the Caps. I'm not a fan of hockey, but I am a fan of sports and DC sports in general. From what I saw last night on the videos and whatnot, it was a horrible, horrible incident that Tom Wilson did. I am not going to defend Tom Wilson. I can't. But I am going to defend the fact that people who watch this sport are accustomed to this kind of thing. You know, like if you like UFC, you see things like this. If you watch football back in the 80s, you'll see dudes getting their heads knocked off. So when you watch a sport that has this type of violence in it, you have to be used to it. Some people even love it. So when you are accustomed to watching something like this, what happened last night wasn't I've seen it before. You know, I've seen things like this before. So for the NHL to act like this is a horrible, horrible thing, then they should do something about it.
They do. They suspend players. That's what they do.
They should make it further. They should expel players completely. Like out the game.
That's a little harder to do, but here's the deal. There's a point that just can't be crossed. And I understand your point, good call, but there's a point that just can't be crossed, and Tom Wilson has to understand when that's going on in the moment, in the heat of the moment. Okay, I know my reputation. Yeah. I know we've got the playoffs coming up.
He can't think that.
I got to back off.
But maybe he is just one of those guys. Like once he goes down that road, like maybe he just sees red and doesn't like he can't process what he's doing. Once he gets into that mode, like. He's just like an unleashed animal.
I think you're right. He's a pit bull. I mean? Like he's a pit bull that gets loose.
Once he starts, that's a good analogy. A pit bull gets its bite on you, it's not coming off until you smash it in the head with a bat or shoot it in the head with it. Like maybe that's just the way he is, the way he's wired. Like he starts fighting.
He clearly is wired that way. Yeah.
He just loses his mind.
He's not thinking about the repercussions. He's not.
He might also feel justified because. He sees it as my goalie is getting, picked on. They're attacking my goalie, so I'm going to attack you. But Larry Brooks from the New York Post wrote, a man with no hockey conscience has forfeited his right to play. You're up, commissioner, and calling for him to be banned for the season. And that he should have to reapply for admission back into the league next year. Now, that's a writer from New York.
Yeah,
and Wilson was attacking a star New York player, but it's something that's prevalent because we've had to do this time and time again where we defend Tom Wilson. And it's not just the Rangers or the Penguins. It happens all around the league. He just happens to be on our team. So kind of like what that one tweeter said, I don't care, he's on my team. A lot of people feel that way.
You know, there are some incidents where he gets suspended that if that's any other player, there's probably not a suspension. So
I'm more willing to defend him on those.
His reputation hurts him there, like the one against Boston.
Yeah, the check against Brandon Carlo.
Some of those weird 50-50 hits where a guy maybe ducks down below.
I mean, if that's Ovi doing that, okay, Ovi just gets a penalty. He's not getting suspended. So Wilson's going to get suspended because of his reputation. But then there's other instances like last night where he clearly had control of the situation, and it was his decision-making that cost the team and himself.
Well, let's do one more call real quick. Let's go to Ryan in Annapolis, line one. Ryan, what's up?
How are we doing?
Hey, Ryan. What's going on?
So did he cross the line? Yes. And like you said, am I one of those fans that's going to say, is he on my team, so I'm going to let it slide? 100%. I mean, that's just a fan of me, I'll be honest. But – kind of like I was telling the screener, he wasn't cocking back and giving it his all. It was a little one too, cross line a little bit, and even when he gave Panarin the little tug and threw him back on the ice, he could have put a lot more weight into it. We know how strong he is. We've seen him do a lot more damage, and I mean we're 5 games away from the playoffs. I like it. I mean, did he maybe cross the line, put us in an awkward position? But I mean, what was the final score? 6-3. So we still got the W without Ovi, without OG.
Short-sighted if they suspend him for the rest of the regular season and golly knows for the playoffs.
Yeah, you're not going to be happy.
It's going to be a big impact on the squad going forward if that's the case.
And there are other issues with other players right now. We just don't know. Yep. I mean, what if they're out Ovi and they're out Tom Wilson for the first series?
Well, long odds.
That's
then.
Pretty devastating. If that's
exactly.
The case.
Yeah, went from being one of the favorites to, not even close.
And then who knows about TJ?
Yep. I mean, if his dad's really hurting, I mean, who knows if he'll be available?
Yeah. Last night was a terrible night all the way around in every circle.
But not for the Wizards and Russell Westbrook.
Well, that's true. He was unbelievable.
Yeah, putting up numbers. How many games do they have left? They're tweeting that he could have 0 points, 0 rebounds, 0 assists the rest of the way and still average a triple-double.
They've got 7 games left, I believe.
Yeah, he's already got it locked up.
Why don't we come back and dive into the Junk Sports page? We can talk about Russell's insane numbers. We can talk about what's going on with FP Santangelo on the Nats broadcast and more next right here on The Fan.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We'll jump into the Junk Sports page brought to you by Impress Technology, an SBA certified hub zone solution provider and Dell Federal partner.
All right, so the Nats were, of course, off last night. They'll get back at it tonight against the Braves, who have lost 4 straight. Nats have won 4 straight. They've taking sole possession of the lead in the NL East at 12-12. They got a half game lead over Philly and the Mets.
It's good for our sweat bet, Jason. This little heater they're on. It's good for us.
Every win's good.
Yep. Every curly dub.
And then tonight it'll be Joe Ross going for the Nats, and he's pitched pretty well this year. Anyway, FP has not been there on the broadcast on Mass in the last, I don't know how many games he's missed, 4 or 5, something like that.
I thought it was 2 or 3, but it might be more than that. It might be four or five.
He definitely missed the entire Marlins series. I thought he missed one more, but maybe not. And Bob Carpenter's been on vacation, so that Carp and FP have not been there.
Colco, been scrambling.
Colco and Grant have taken over and done a great job. But I was just trying to find out what's going on with FP. And no one seems to know.
They say it's not medical.
My initial
gut. You read the Washington Post article, but, you know, it might be a privacy issue.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, my initial gut was it was just something Masson related, but that's I have no idea.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
could
I would
be,
just
yeah.
blame Masson. But,
yeah. That's your default setting?
Yeah, and plus I like Masson. FP, so that's just my default. I would just say, yeah, I'm sure Masson's doing something douchey, but that's just a total guess. I have no idea.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It'd be something very personal. And that he just doesn't want to share.
The first thing I thought of was maybe it was COVID, but I assume
that would fall under the health related.
Right.
Yeah,
but I just thought that before I heard that it wasn't health related. But I would assume he got vaccinated. He and Bob both got vaccinated, but he hasn't been there, and I don't know. Is he going to be back tonight? Who knows?
No, and you said they were scrambling. I was just reading that they pulled like an ex-Nat who was in dental school, I believe, to do the color commentator job.
Well,
EB won't get his number just in case he needs like a root canal, freebie root canal.
Yeah, what's going on, Grabby?
I got a guy. Kid. Nobody really knows. In fact, nobody knows, and the people that do know are tight-lipped about
it.
No one's talking. Justin Maxwell, who I think Mr. and Mrs. Maxwell know who he is, but that's about it. Did the game on Friday night, and. Grant, and then they called Grant, I think, on late Friday night, asked him to do the game on Saturday, And it was crazy because Grant's doing the color. Grant's never done color before in his life, and he's doing it on a Major League Baseball game on TV.
That's how I felt when I was doing Marist. Now on a much smaller scale, but yeah.
And he did a great job. And then what's crazy is they had no contingency plan. There's no local.
There's no backup.
There's no players. There's nothing. They couldn't grab anybody.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it amazing? So there are no retired Nats that live around here.
Maybe if there are, they're just not interested in doing broadcasts.
Or maybe they just weren't available.
Personality that they could pull it off.
But you would think they could fly, like, I don't know, Rick Ankiel up from Florida at 5 p.m. on a Friday night to get here by Saturday.
Rick Dempsey or something. I had somebody call me the other day and say Dempsey wants to do the show. Like, he's just looking for, wants to keep his name out there.
Mm-hmm. He wants to stay relevant?
Dipper.
Rick Dempsey?
Yeah, the Dipper. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really strange.
I don't know. I don't want to speculate.
Hopefully everything's okay with him, you know, personally.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, anytime no one will talk about it, that's not good.
Well, you just never know.
I mean, you're right. If it could be a Masson thing. It could be.
My initial is just blame Masson.
But I can't imagine that. Why would that happen now?
Yeah, I have no idea.
You know, if that was a contract situation.
I put something in the Hangout, whatever, but, you know, it's not for air.
Right.
Well, what's Bo Porter up to?
Yeah, that's a
good question.
I don't know.
I couldn't have he done it?
Yeah. You would think he'd be available, right? Now I'm doing something I never thought I'd ever do. I'm Googling Bo Porter.
Is Eric going to throw his name in the ring since he calls the lacrosse games?
No. I'm actually more qualified to do lacrosse than I am baseball.
Let me tell you, there's nobody more ruthless than baseball fans. Like, I'm sure Grant, they're just furious that Grant's doing that job. It doesn't matter if he's doing a great job. Baseball fans, like, they're so particular about who's
calling
the game.
And a lot of them are old curmudgeons, too.
They don't like
change. They're very set in their ways.
They don't like change.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I know hockey fans don't like it when radio guys jump in there.
Yeah.
They definitely don't like it.
They don't like us stepping on Joby and the locker's toes. And I get it. I understand.
Right.
We'll never go there again.
Well, that's another name. Joby, if he's around in town.
Well, I mean, he's working
again,
right
again,
now.
I know, but I'm just saying. He's like a play-by-play guy. They were looking for an analyst.
Oh, an analyst.
Okay. Yeah, right?
Yeah, I was talking to Grant yesterday, and he told me, obviously, like, being a play-by-play guy for a major league team is his dream job.
Uh-huh. Right.
And he said, but he was like, I did it because they asked me to. Mm-hmm. I'd play in the game if they had asked me to. But I felt so out of place.
Right.
Yeah.
That's only because he hasn't done it, you know, more. You know, he's plucked
that
out of.
Exactly how I felt.
He pulled it off, though.
He did great.
It looks like Bo Porter's doing a whole lot of nothing, according to his wiki. So maybe he just didn't want to do it.
Yeah, I don't. That's a good question.
Well, I think it was a matter of, like, who's around, who can we get here quickly.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Just scrambling.
Yeah, Porter might have been unavailable geographically. Who knows?
So I don't know who's doing it tonight. I would imagine a former player, someone connected to the franchise.
Right.
Because it's not going to be Grant, and he's got to work.
Well, he said that he didn't know that as of yesterday.
I guess he could do the show from the park.
Well, they would blow off the show to do the game, I think. The game is such a big, big thing.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's such a big ratings grabber for the station.
Okay. So Odyssey would say, okay, go ahead, take the show off?
Yes. If he's doing the radio for the Nats, because radio for the Nats is bigger.
Or Danny flies solo, or gets a you know fill-in host.
Yeah. I mean, definitely, 100%.
How's Pete Medhurst feel about this?
Well, but Pete's not Pete's a play-by-play guy
that's
too.
That's true.
Yeah, but I think Pete. Well, the way I understand it, there were supposed to be some shenanigans in a different order of things, and it got all screwed up. Like Pete was going to do radio, and somebody was going to do this, and somebody was going to do this, and then it got all shuffled around. Then Pete couldn't do it. So there's like a lot. There was a lot of shenanigans going on behind the scenes, just trying to put bodies in roles.
Pete was calling Big Ten games this weekend.
Yeah,
that's why he couldn't do it.
Yeah,
on the radio side.
Yeah,
they were gonna shift some stuff around.
Right. Mm. And then I'm gonna put another. I'm just gonna put another rumor.
Well,
in
what
here.
you put in the outhang makes sense.
Baseball cakes is available. And it would be the worst broadcast.
I'm putting
ever,
this in here.
Baseball cakes is ready.
Could you even get through 9 innings, cakes?
No, I don't think so.
Cakes would fall asleep.
I would need a lot of help. I would need like a spotter. I need I need a lot of help.
A lot of Joe.
But I am available. I'm doing a whole lot of nothing tonight, as far as I know.
But look what I'm putting in the outhang.
Well, listen, this is all speculation.
I know, but I just
do you know
I
what's not speculation is what Russell Westbrook has been doing for the Washington Wizards, and I think it deserves some shine.
Yeah, let's give it some shine.
I mean,
no doubt.
The line last night was absurd. He had 21 rebounds as a point guard. Just think about that. 21 rebounds. He also had 24 assists.
I mean, that's 21 rebounds. That should be the domain of the Andre Drummonds, okay? Like, maybe if Alex Len has a crazy night playing 40 minutes, he can grab that number of rebounds. A 6'4" point guard should not be grabbing 20-plus rebounds.
And that's 39 minutes. Basically, he assisted on every other play that they had offensively and every other score.
Well, this is why.
Maybe more than that.
This is why when he came to town, we said he's a better player, he's a bigger star than John Wall because of these kind of absurd numbers that he puts up. He has flaws in his game. Scotty talked about it afterwards. You can find better shooters. You can find guys that maybe they're a little more careful with the ball at times. But I don't think you can find somebody that plays harder or fills up a stat sheet better than Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
Just don't think you can.
I mean, this team was 15 games under 500 at one point.
Yeah.
And now they're 5 under 500.
No,
the only reason, pretty much, is because of the way Westbrook has played.
Yeah. And you guys were counting him out early in the season.
A lot of counting out.
He didn't look healthy.
You guys were saying his best days are behind him. I told you.
Keep pointing out. Go ahead, pat yourself on the back more.
No,
go ahead, like
but
this.
I'm saying,
well, I told you,
if you looked at his
healthy.
Numbers with the Rockets just last year, and you looked at what he did, you know, he had some injuries, but this guy can still play. He's still in his prime. It might be the back end of the prime, but he's still in his prime.
No, but the difference is we thought maybe he had an injury that it just was had taken its toll. Some
right.
guys, you know, I didn't say he wasn't so capable of it if he was healthy. My fear was he looked shot. But turns out he'd had some surgery. He wasn't, you know, we didn't even know what was going on behind the scenes.
The pace of play in this game was like an all-star game.
They did 82 at the half.
There was 210 shots taken. That's an all-star game.
Take a look at how many guys were in double figures for the Wiz.
I don't know, eight or nine. Yeah.
Has anybody ever gone 20-20-20?
Probably.
20-20-20?
Yeah.
Yeah, Russ did that after
he did. Okay.
Nipsey Hussle died.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. And then it was a tribute to him to get 20-20-20.
Why? Because that's what – just
– some sort of affiliation with Nipsey Hussle.
Uh-huh.
Well, he's going to break the triple-dub numbers. He's three back of Oscar.
Oh, he may break it before the end of the season.
He will.
Well,
yes.
Did you see that the Wizards had – with their 50 assists was the most since 1990 in a game?
No. But you know what I'd like to talk about
crazy.
At some point? So Brooks said – he thinks he's always thought he was maybe like the third best point guard of all time, and I just don't think of him in that realm. But then he said now he thinks he's clearly number two. He's putting Johnson one. So does that mean he had Stockton? That's the only other guy I can think of. Like
yeah.
Who's he have in his top 2-3 point guards of all time? And he's now put Russ ahead of Stockton. Clearly, who else is in that conversation?
Steph Curry.
I mean, you can throw in
who would
like
you rather
Stockton,
have?
Steve
who would you
Nash,
rather have? Russ,
Isaiah Thomas,
Russ, or Steph Curry?
I don't know. I really like Russ, but I never thought of him as number two point guard of all time. I mean, I never thought of that.
Yeah, but
Brooks has coached him twice.
Yeah,
so there's some bias there.
No, but no doubt
he's in the conversation just based on the numbers, and it depends on what you call Oscar Robertson. So he might have had like these old schoolers. As number two or up on the list.
I just assumed
I mean,
it was
he's
Stockton,
great.
But I don't know.
Well, I'm sure it is. I mean, if you look on any list, I'm sure Stockton is probably top three, four. But I'd rather have Curry.
I just never thought that Russ would even be in the top five. But that's just the
oh,
shows
yeah.
you how
clearly
impressive
there.
The numbers are.
I mean, when you average a triple-double, it's hard to ignore.
Yeah. You can't. You just can't do it.
It's hard
when we come back, we'll talk some Washington football team in the draft. One thing they got right, one thing they didn't. We'll hit on that next here on 106.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.